6223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting a little bit of rain here in southern Maine where I live. Showers here and there. Just a little something to add to the humidity level. Boy, it's been a summer with a lot of heat and a lot of humidity. And where I live in Maine, we're not accustomed to having so much humidity. And it's really it gets to be a drag after a while. You really can't do what you want. It's a real chore to work in the gardens, but we're living through it. Things are growing like crazy right now. And if you have any concerns about your flower garden, your vegetable garden, your lawn, you know, the number to call is toll free. 800-259-9231. Our traditional summer insects are getting very active right now. Our traditional diseases are getting active right now. The summer weeds are coming in like crazy because we're getting some rain finally. And so, you know, things are normal, and as they are every year, this time of the year, with some ups and downs. But if there's a problem in your garden, in your lawn, you give us a call and we'll all work together, and I'll try and give you some tips during the program about some of these problems and how we can solve them. And we're going to do something very different between 8 and 9 o'clock today. I have a man from New Zealand that's going to be joining us. His name is Stephen Ford, and he works for a company called Green Tide. And he is the director of this company in New Zealand. And he's going to be telling you what's going to be happening in the gardening industry in the next few years. And it's going to really excite you. It's going to give you some background of the new technology that's out there and what you can expect. And it's really mind-blowing to think of what is out there right now and what all of these chemists and biologists and people that are thinking outside the box are doing and what they're going to be producing. The gardening industry in the next 10 years will be totally, totally different than what you're doing right now. And I mean totally different. Canada is one of the big forces in changing the gardening industry. I know I've mentioned that before, but we'll mention a lot more times. For those of you that don't know, Canada, right now, half of the country is totally organic. And by 2012, the entire country of Canada will not allow any lawn and garden chemicals into the country. So your traditional fertilizers will not be available there. They're going to have to be natural. They're going to have to be organic. Your traditional insect killers and weed killers and disease preventers will not be allowed into Canada. And they're all going to be natural. And these changes are happening very, very quickly right now. So between 8 and 9, we're going to talk with Stephen Ford, and he's going to tell you what his company is doing. And it's really exciting, and it's just incredible, some of the things that they're doing. And I think it'd be well worth spending an hour in front of your radio listening to this, because it's very unique, and you're going to know about it before even the retailers do. They're coming out with some new products for next year, and you're going to know about them before the nurseries where you're going to be purchasing them even know about it. So this is really going to be unique. But if you have a question about your roses, about your fruit trees, your vegetable garden, give us a call right now. Don is sitting down waiting for your calls. He'll get you set up, make you feel comfortable, and we'll work together to get all those problems solved. In the vegetable garden right now, our number one insect for the summer is the tomato hornworm. And that critter, he's there. He started in my garden about a week ago, and went in there last night just to check on picking a few vegetables for supper, and noticed that they're really getting a foothold. So today, now that the rain has stopped, they're going to get a little bit of spinosad, which is a disease that was found in the Caribbean. It's also known as Captain Jack, and I'm going to spray my tomato plants with it, and all of the tomato hornworms will disappear. And it's the new technology. It's a disease of caterpillars, and it knocks them right out. And you can also use it on potatoes, and it will kill the Colorado potato beetle. So this is just part of this new wave of gardening. And these are the early stages. But when you find out some of the new things that are coming, you'll be excited because you're going to have better vegetables, better flowers with a lot less work and a lot less use of petrochemicals. So it is exciting. Crabgrass is coming right now, and it's really growing fast with the heat, with the time of the year. And some of you, I'm sure if you look at it, you're probably noticing that they're starting to make the little seed heads, just like a wheat or a head of wheat. Well, if the crabgrass is making a seed head, then you better get it cut. If it's green and it's coming out now, you can mow it and let it fall to the ground, and it won't be a problem. But if you have crabgrass, and it makes that seed head, and it begins to turn red, and you just mow the grass, you're going to spread it and make it even worse. What you need to do is to get a bag lawnmower where you can catch those seed heads. And if you can catch them and bag them, then you can get rid of it, and you'll have a lot less of a problem in your grass for next year. And it's not too late to use a crabgrass killer, the liquid. Bayer, Scotts, and Bonide all have liquid crabgrass killers that you attach to your hose, you turn on the water, and as the water comes out of your hose and through this specially made sprayer, it will pull it from the bottle, mix it with the tap water. You spray it on your crabgrass, and it will take care of it. You don't have much time, but you've got to start to do this right now. Otherwise, the crabgrass is just going to get bigger and bigger. And when you get days where your temperatures are in the mid-80s to the mid-90s, crabgrass grows fast. And I mean, it grows fast. So you can't mess around with that. The Japanese beetles are mating like crazy right now. They need to be under control, and we'll tell you about some of the products that you can use in the ground right now that you can control the Japanese beetles that are dropping eggs. So they're mating like crazy. Each beetle can make 500 eggs or more. They drop them in your lawn. And it used to be that, you know, once that happened, you were out of luck. But there are three ways that you can get rid of these beetles. You can get rid of them chemically with something like Grubex. You can use a disease like the St. Gabriel's Milky Spore disease. And the new technology is nematodes. And this is a microscopic worm that you spray on your lawn, and it will hunt and find the eggs and the young grubs in your lawn and kill them. That's the new technology, and that's coming out of Canada, and it really does a good job. So there's all kinds of things. Now, the other thing that I want you to do, some of the garden centers that you go to still have seeds. A lot of them, the seeds have already been sent back. But if you want a fall crop of peas, you still plant it. Lettuce can be planted right now for a fall crop of fresh, crisp lettuce. Not the heads, but the leaf lettuce. That you can get right now. And you can plant it in some of the empty spots, and you'll have lettuce for the fall. You can plant beets. The beets won't mature, but if you like beet greens, that's the way to go. So if we can help you with your garden, if you have any specific problems or questions, don't be shy. Pick up the phone right now while it's quiet. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the pump and go sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand pump and go sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
To the Paul Parrott Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning now. The rains have stopped. We get some blue skies, some high puffy clouds. A good day to get out in the yard. Things are ripening very quickly right now, especially things like cucumbers and squashes. Zucchini and your summer squash, they grow so fast when you get a lot of heat and humidity and some good rain or some watering from you. So just be aware. The goal of the plant is to make seed, and that's all plants in your garden. So if you wait till your zucchini is 2 feet long and bigger than a baseball bat, you've allowed that plant to make viable seed for next year. And what happens is the plant has a goal, and that goal is to make seed. So the more often you remove the squash from the plant, the harder the plant works to make more squash for more seed production. So pick it often, pick it small, you're going to taste better, your seeds will be smaller, it'll be easier for you to digest, and your plant's going to work harder to give you more squash and cucumbers. Okay? Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Absolutely. I am always ready for a little bit of gardening.
Terrific. Who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Karen from Massachusetts with a question about calla lily bulbs.
Okay. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I actually had a question about bulbs. I have some gladiolas coming up in my yard that I forgot to dig the bulbs up from last year, so obviously they survived, but I bought a calla lily plant this past spring, and it's beautiful. And I'm wondering, do you think I would have the same luck if I just cut it down to the ground, or should I definitely dig up the bulbs on that?
The calla lily is not going to be as hardy as a glad. Calla lilies is one of my wife's favorite flowering bulbs, and I have probably three or four different colors. So what I do is in the spring, I pot them up and start them in like March, so to give them a head start. And usually by June, they're making flowers, and the blooms will last in the pot for a good 60 days, sometimes even a little bit longer than that, depending on how hot it gets outside. And then what I do is you keep it alive. You fertilize it. You take care of it. And I just leave this potted calla lily on my back deck until we get a frost. I let the frost hit the plant, which signals the plant to take all the energy that's in the leaves, send it down to the roots where it's stored for the winter. And once the leaves have turned yellow and then brown, I cut all the foliage level to the soil line, and I'll put that potted plant in my basement for the winter where it doesn't freeze. And next year, I will just add water to come right back to life again. And I'll do that for 2 years. The third spring, I'll pull it out of the pot, repot it with some fresh soil, and I have some containers of calla lilies that are 5 years old. The bulbs will get bigger and bigger. You'll get a lot more foliage. You get more blossoms on it. But I found that if I leave them in the cellar where they go bone dry, I mean, once I put them down in the basement, they get nothing. That because they're covered with soil, they tend to overwinter a lot better because the roots are still intact, even though the roots have gone dormant. But the bulb itself is covered with soil. Even though it's dry, it's covered with soil. There's less of a tendency of that bulb drying out, being kind of naked in your basement. And they respond much faster. But 2 years in a row, I pot them into the basement, bring it up, feed, put it back out, and repeat that for 2 years. And then on the third year, in March, I pull it apart, put it in a little bit bigger pot with some fresh soil, put a little bit of Osmocote, time-release fertilizer, and they do beautiful. But they're not going to be as winter hardy. And traditionally, glands don't survive the winter. We had a mild winter in New England. And if it was up against the house where it was even more sheltered, that's why it's lived. But traditionally, you bring them in, and they do much better. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals. The product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. It's July. It's beautiful. Things are growing. The bugs are there, the weeds, and everything else. If we can help you, call us right now, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is James from Plymouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about his lawn.
James, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. And yourself, James?
I'm doing just fine. Well, I'm calling about my lawn. I have a nice green lawn, except it's not all grass. I need to know what to do about it. I got some crabgrass, some clover. I think I have just about a little bit of everything in here, so I don't know what to do about it.
Well, if it's crabgrass that you want to hunt, that would be something that you've got to work on right now. Your broadleaf weeds like dandelion and chickweed and clover, those will always be there, and they're not growing as fast as crabgrass. So right now I would target the crabgrass. Bayer, Boneyed, and Scott's all have liquid crabgrass killers, and that is something that if you can get on it right now, because the crabgrass plant is getting ready to make a seed head, and in some cases the seed head is forming, and once that seed matures, you got problems. So you've got to concentrate your effort right now on the crabgrass. Now these companies will also sell a crabgrass and broad leaf. The way to go is with the liquids right now. when you buy a liquid crabgrass killer and broadleaf weed killer, you spray it on the foliage. Once the product dries, in a day like today, where it's going to be in the mid-80s, you spray it, and within a half an hour, it's dried. The product is in contact with the foliage, gets into the plant, and starts to slowly kill it. If you use the powders, you need to apply it when the grass is wet. You apply the powder product to it. It dissolves in the moisture that's on the foliage, and hopefully there's enough moisture to dissolve it. And then it changes to a liquid. Then it's absorbed into the plant. So you run the risk of, do you have enough water on your lawn? So what you almost have to do is put the sprinkler on for 5 minutes to wet the grass so that the moisture can catch the powder as it comes out of your spreader, and then change it from a powder to a liquid, then go into the plant. So the liquids right now are a lot faster, and they're also easier. As long as you can reach the areas with your garden hose, it's much, much quicker. So go down to your local garden center, and if you can find a combination broadleaf weed and crabgrass killer, use it. And that will take care of it. Now, the one thing that I've always done right now, your crabgrass plants are getting big, which means they're going to be a lot stronger. Your broadleaf weeds, things like clover, ajuga, violets, have had all spring and into the summer to grow, and they're getting stronger. So what I'm going to be doing this afternoon, I have crabgrass on my front lawn. I didn't want to kill it before the garden tour because that was the only thing that was green on my lawn because it was so dry during June and the first half of July. But it's going to get sprayed. And then a week later, maybe 10 days later, I'm going to hit it again just because the weeds are more mature. They're stronger. And these products are best done when the plants are young. But because they're stronger, I hit it twice, and within 3 weeks, you're going to see a major difference. The broadleaf weeds are all twisted, they're all curled, and if they make a flower or a seed head, because you put the weed killer on it, the seeds become sterile. And if they fall to the ground, they're not going to germinate because the weed killer was put into the plant in time. And the same thing with the crabgrass. If you can get a crabgrass killer on it now, there is a seed on the seed head. But because the crabgrass killer is absorbed into the plant, it kills the seed and it will not germinate. Okay? So work on it today. If where you live, there's no forecast for rain, and you know you can get 3 or 4 hours of no rain on it, it will have a chance to work. And I'm pretty sure for most of you listening that the rains are done for the day. The sky here in Maine is clearing up, and it's going to be a good day. So work on your weeds, and you'll see a big difference. And that way, next month, once you get to mid-August, you can put a fertilizer on it. It will help it to recover. It will help it to prepare for the fall. And bang, you can hit it in the late fall with another application of fertilizer, and your lawn will be beautiful. Okay? Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Jeff from Cape Cod, who has a question about an infestation.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
So I have a question very similar to the last caller, except that instead of crabgrass, my lawn has it's being infested with nutsedge. I went
yes.
to the local garden center, and basically the guy said he doesn't even have anything for it. So I have a two-part question. One is there anything I can do about it? And second, is it even worth it for me to do anything now, or should I wait until, you know, the next spring, early spring after it dies in the winter before I do anything? I just don't want it to infest my whole front lawn.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't do anything this summer.
The only company that has a product to kill nutsedge right now is Bayer. So if your local garden center does not have any of the Bayer weed killers. If you go to Lowe's, Lowe's carries a lot of the Bayer products, and you will see Bayer are in blue plastic bottles so that they don't break if you drop them. And Bayer will have a crabgrass and lawn weed killer, and it will say Nutsedge right on the label. They're the only company that has it. Now, it's don't wait until next spring. The reason is Nutsedge, for most people, they see this square-looking stem, cluster of grass that comes out. It's a different color than the rest of the lawn, and they pull it, and they'll see, if they're lucky, a couple of little, like, nuts attached to it. Well, what they don't realize is they figure, oh, I pulled it out, and I won't have the problem next year. Well, that plant is called Nutsedge for a reason. Underground, every root has a nut, just like growing peanuts. And if you pull up the grass, the nuts are still in the ground. And next year, if the little nuts on the roots were mature, you're going to have 10 or more plants from that one plant. So it's important, Jeff, that you go and you find the Bayer crabgrass and weed control for the lawn. It's a liquid, and it will say Nutsedge on it. And get it on it right now. The plant is actively growing. You put the weed killer on the foliage. It's absorbed into the foliage. It's taken down to the roots, and it will kill the nuts or the seeds for next year. Because each plant will make a handful of nuts, and it gets worse and worse and worse in your lawn. So don't wait until next year. Get the liquid made by Bayer, Lawn and Garden. Again, they're the only company that makes a Nutsedge killer, and it works wonderful. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Harold from Dover, New Hampshire, who has a question about crabgrass.
Harold, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is about crabgrass as well. I have a newly established lawn. I was just seeded in my backyard on some new soil, newly established lawn. The grass is up for about a month now. But the crabgrass has really taken over, and people tell me, don't use anything on the crabgrass. You're going to kill your grass. You're going to kill your lawn. So wait till the first frost, and it'll get rid of your crabgrass. But I can't do that. I'm afraid I want to get rid of the crabgrass without damaging my lawn, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. Have you mowed this new grass yet, Harold?
It's been cut with trimmers, yes. Professionally done with trimmers, with those string trimmers. Yes.
Okay.
The whole area.
Okay. Now, on all of your crabgrass killer products, it says on the package that you can use it on a spring-seeded lawn if the grass itself has been mowed a couple of times. And that doesn't mean go out there on Monday and mow it and then back on Friday and mow it. If it's been mowed twice on a natural cycle, then it is going to be strong enough to apply a crabgrass killer onto it.
Okay.
So knowing that, you know, as long as it's been mowed a couple of times, and if you grab a hold of the grass and you pull on it, it's firmly attached to the ground. If you grab a hold of the grass and you tug at it and it comes right out of the ground, then that's telling you that the roots are not strong enough. Okay? And if you do that, and then if you put a weed killer because it's not mature enough, you'll probably lose some of your grass. In the meantime, what you can do, Harold, is this. The crabgrass is going to grow horizontal, and as it grows horizontal, it lays down and kills the new seed that you've planted. So if you can allow the grass to grow, it will tend to grow upright because you're not mowing it as often. And then you can mow it with a bag lawnmower that will suck the seed heads in it until it has a chance to mature. But if you wait until frost, that crabgrass that's in your lawn now is going to be 10 times worse next year, And in the fall, where the crabgrass was, will all be these dead spots, and you're going to have to reseed. So hopefully your grass is mature enough that will allow you to use a liquid crabgrass killer. So you just see how mature it is. Grab a hold of it, tug on it, and if it feels firm, if it's been mowed a couple of times when it needed to be mowed, if you're taking good care of it, then you should be able to use a liquid crabgrass killer, okay? And a day like today is perfect. It's sunny. It's going to have temperatures in the 80s, and hopefully there's going to be no rain this afternoon. I'm pretty sure that it was supposed to stop. Then you'll be in good shape to apply the product, okay? But just make sure that the grass is well mature. Otherwise, you could end up killing some of the immature grass. And normally, from seed, it should be about 60 days old. Then it's usually strong enough. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Vivian from Massachusetts, who has a question about some tomato plants.
Vivian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. A few days ago, I walked into the garden, and there were all of these curved leaves at the tips of my tomato plants. I think it's some sort of disease, but I'm not sure whether it's fungal or...
Okay. I can hear the music for the commercial break. Why don't you hold on, Vivian? And when we come back after a break, I'll tell you what you can do that will control the problem. 800-259-9231.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to Shakeaway.com. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Morning. We were talking with Vivian just before the break about her tomato plants. Vivian, can you repeat that question for our listeners?
The problem is the tomato leaves are curling upwards. They are maybe slightly lighter in color, but they're not yellow. They're not spotted. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Where you live, have you had a lot of rain in the last couple of weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. What's happening is I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and in the last 2 weeks we've had three really strong thunderstorms come through that's dropped an awful lot of rain. And before that, we were 4, 5, 6 weeks where we did not get any rain at all, really, that was measurable. We had some brief showers here and there, but in this last week and a half, we have had a lot of good soaking rains, and the ground is being saturated with these heavy downpours. So what happens is, and especially on the newer growth, on the underside of the leaves are pores, and that's where a plant loses moisture. And it's also a place where it can get rid of excess moisture. So when a plant, normally the leaves are flat. If the leaves curl down or inwards, that means that it's trying to prevent moisture loss due to maybe some root damage or the soil being too dry. So the leaves curl down to prevent moisture loss. When they curl up, like you're talking about, they're trying to get rid of excess moisture in the soil. And if the leaves look good, there's no spots, there's no discoloration, and the new growth on a tomato is normally lighter than the older foliage, don't be concerned. So if the foliage looks good, other than it being curled, it's that. And luckily, it's happening now, because if the ground was as dry as it was, and you had tomatoes that were beginning to turn pink, and we got an inch of rain with a good thunderstorm, and you hadn't been watering the garden on a regular basis, the roots of the plant, think of it this way. You're drinking from a straw. and you're sucking on the straw to get liquid up into the straw so that you can get nourishment. The roots of the plant are doing that. But because the ground is real, real dry, it's sucking really hard to get the moisture that's available. Well, all of a sudden, you get a lot of water in the ground, and the plant is sucking really hard. Now there's a surplus of water. The water comes into the plant so fast, it goes into the fruit, and the fruit cracks. And I'm sure you've all seen tomatoes that after a good soaking rain, the bottom, and sometimes even on the very top of it, it's all cut. That's because the water came in too fast, and the tomato almost exploded. We're getting it now. The tomatoes are young, for the most part. There's not many in that pink or red stage, and that's a good thing. So if you can keep your soils on a regular basis being watered and keep it moist, you will have less of this cracking. And with tomatoes, especially this year with your tomatoes, if it's at all possible, don't put a sprinkler on your garden. Take the hose, run it underneath the plant, and let the water run directly on the ground. And that's what I do with my tomatoes, is I'll take the hose, push it through the row, let it run for a couple of minutes, and then pull a hose until I've watered the whole row. And that way the leaves stay dry. And whatever you do for your tomatoes, never water the garden after 6-7 o'clock at night. Because if you water your tomatoes overhead, and sometimes you don't have any choice, if you get that foliage wet at, let's say, 7 o'clock at night, the sun's going down, it's not going to dry. The leaves on your tomato plant and other plants stay wet. Disease spores are blowing in the air 24 hours a day. But because the leaves are staying wet all night, the seed or the spore has a chance to attach itself to the moisture. It drills into the leaves, and now you've got a fungus problem. So water in the morning. That way when you're done watering, the sun will dry out the leaves, and you'll have less of a problem. And on tomatoes, after the blight problems of last year, don't get the leaves wet.